If he were to sleep with your wife, you would congratulate her. Homeless people beg him to take their change. If Martin Luther King was alive, he would not go to work on his birthday. He once swam with dolphins in Lake Michigan. Merely touching his sweat can make anyone pregnant. Ironically, no one has ever seen him sweat. He knows who killed both Biggie and Tupac, but he is not a snitch. His charm is so intoxicating that you are not allowed to drive or operate heavy machinery after looking in his eyes. He is the most interesting man in the hood.
Welcome back to another action-packed episode of the Burberry Lounge. I am your humble host most of the time, Burberry Jones. Still feeling the beat. Shout out to I Shall Be King on the beat one more time. I know I do it a lot, but bruh, you'll never know how grateful I am for that. That track is like a workout track. That'll get you running. That'll make you move. So today's show is just basically going to be about education and just how it changed the education system. Having volunteered, having family members that are teachers, friends that are teachers, people I've talked with, we are going to hell in a hurry. So basically, I just left a voicemail with President Obama. So when he gets back to me, I will let him know how I would go about changing things. So that's what we're going to talk about. But before we do that, I just want to send a bunch of shout outs to people that have helped me throughout this. Just everybody, that all the podcast homies, the coalition, everybody that listens to the show. I appreciate it. I love all y'all, because I'm glad somebody enjoys my ranting in one way or another. Because I got to get this out so I know I'm not crazy. So, again, I appreciate everybody for listening. And we're just going to go ahead and get started on this episode on education. This is not going to be a after-school special or anything like that. It's just going to talk about what I would do. So tell me what you would do. Check it out. And get with me. Hit me on the hotline, 501-570-6830. Hit me on Twitter at Burberry Jones, or check me out on the email burberryjones@me.com. Also, I am putting together an online store. I'm going to sell a bunch of merchandise. Hope y'all like it. Buy it. It's quality stuff. Website is coming along. I'm going to get that put together. Also, may have some sponsors coming up. I'm excited about that. So that's really about all that's going on with the show. But again, appreciate all the feedback. Please continue to let me know what you think, because I do care. Even if it's bad, I mean, if you enjoy what I do, that's great. Encouragement's always great. If you don't enjoy what I do, that's fine too. Tell me what I can do better. Help me out, and I'll do it better if I think I can do it better. If not, I'm not going to. So, you know, that's how I roll. So we're going to get it started in the lounge. This is about education. Again, I am dead serious when I'm talking about this, so please don't take it as a joke. I mean, I may have some funny moments in there, but I really believe all this stuff I just told you. You know how some people, when they say stuff like Rush Limbaugh and people like that, that you just think they just say it to get a reaction, and they don't really believe it. Not me. I say exactly how I feel, so, you know. Again, thank y'all. Hope you enjoy it. I'll catch y'all on the other side.
bitch warmers never ride on. So play the game. Never drop the ball, never accept the loss. Get back up if you fall, and when your number call, you better give your all. I hope you give your all. You gotta play it to the end. The only deal between a winner and a loser is a winner plays until he wins. Ain't nothing for free, so get your ass up. My partner scared if we don't speak, then they might pass us. So we hit 85, trying to keep this dream alive. All I see is green, I think these screens is fucking with my side. Nowadays, hoes claiming that they crushing. Bob a dolling in my bucket till they heads catch concussions. But please don't push my buttons, I don't know you like that. Can't do no favors for these haters, I don't owe you like that. Well, I guess it's the allure, like when you need to score. 1 second on the clock and the shot's all yours. Hit or miss, we take the risk. Cause anything's better than vienas and warm grits. Trading busted babies for fly divas that fuck. Her only concern is if my car match her clutch. Yeah, she a gold digger, but that pussy good. So what the fuck, don't be late for this player's ball. Hurry up and get money. Don't be no lame, bitch warmers never ride born. So play the game. Never drop the ball, never accept the loss. Get back up if you fall, and when your number call, you better give your all. I hope you give your all. You gotta play it to the end. The only deal between a winner and a loser.
What's up, y'all? This is Toya.
I'm John.
And I'm Rivers.
And we're from the Nignorant Show, guys. Check us out on iTunes. You can download the show also in Podomatic. And we're guaranteed to bring you newsworthy ignorance every week.
Every week.
Weekly.
So make sure you check us out.
Hey, y'all, this is Rashani. Not here to interrupt your show, but I'm here to tell you about another show. Is that rude? Probably so, but they put me on, so this is my 10 minutes. 5 minutes? 3 minutes. Fine, 1 minute. Single Simulcast is my show. It's a show about nothing, but it's about everything. And I guarantee that when you get done listening to it, you'll realize why it's your favorite podcaster's favorite podcast. It has comedy, music, parody songs, sketches, skits, and all sorts of crazy stuff going on. Plus, it has a free-flowing conversation with me, myself, and my eight or so different personalities. So, you may run into me, or you may run into Julius, or you may run into
the GPS sister from hell,
or all sorts of other people. And it always comes out to be just uproariously funny. So, check me out at singlesimulcast.com. That's singlesimulcast.com. Trust me, you won't regret it. It's also available on iTunes, Stitcher, and on Zoom.
This is Single Simulcast.
Attention, it's just in, and it's just in. Give me your attention. Say this just in, give me your attention.
Yo, 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 what is going on? This is your man Jay, and I am the host of the official Up for Discussion podcast. If you ain't never, ever, 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 ever listened to us, checked us out, or none of that, I'm really going to encourage you to do that. I'm telling you, we got one of the most positive podcasts out right now. It's all about engaging discussions. Great music. We got it all. We talk about relationships, sex, and just real life topics. I'm talking about stuff that you can relate to and all the people that you know can relate to and what y'all go through on a daily basis. You get it all. But more importantly, you get a message with every single podcast episode. I'm telling you, every time you click play, by the time you're done, you're going to be able to take a positive message away from it. Because that's what Up for Discussion is all about. Promoting positivity, peace, laughter, and love. You need to check out Up for Discussion. You know why? Because nothing is off limits and everything is up for discussion, yo. I appreciate your support. Now let's get back to the show. Stay blessed, y'all. Deuces!
Okay, so I'm going to get right into this education thing. I wanted to talk about education because it's always been something that's bothered me. Having kids that are in school. My daughter's in sixth grade. I got a son that's in third grade. Both of them doing really well, but, you know, when you visit classes, and I haven't done it in a while, but when you visit classes, you see, you can always tell certain things about the students and the kids, and when you see the homework and the things that they're doing,
in school, or you hear about what your kids are doing in school, you just go, okay, that's a little, why, what for? So education's always been a thing to me that's been very important. I mentor in the city at Cloverdale Middle School. I've been trying to do it once a week, and it's been lacking off a little bit because of schedules and timing and things like that. But I do it when I can, talk to the kids, spend some time with them. And what I'm seeing is, like, this whole education thing, our educational system, it's pretty jacked up. I looked up some numbers, but I've seen numbers vary. And, you know, numbers lie. I've seen that we're not doing as bad as we think, and then I've seen that we're just doing completely horrible. But I just get the vibe that we're not doing so well. So I'm going to concentrate on how I would change it. And these are just my ideas. This is what I would do if I ran. If Obama called me because he got me on speed dial and said, I want you to run education, I would do it. And y'all would hate me for it, but I would do it. So these are my ideas. They're going to be extremely radical. But, you know, it's just how I roll. I mean, I feel like not trying anything is almost as, it's far worse. I'm sorry. I feel like not trying anything different is far worse than doing something different and not working out. Because at least you're trying to change it for the better. I think, as with most things in this country, people are afraid to make a mistake. It's not okay to when in the political realm to say, I don't have a clue. This is what we're going to try, and I hope it works. And if it doesn't work, then we'll try something different. You'll never hear a politician say that. But, I mean, it's trial. You got to break a few eggs to make an omelet. So, here we go with my ideas on how to change the education system in the United States. The first thing I would do is I would get rid of the Department of Education. I just would. There would be an education czar, which would be me. And that would be it. I would get rid of all mandatory testing, things like that. I would get rid of No Child Left Behind. I think that's not a very good program, because what ends up happening, I mean, in theory it's a good program, but what ends up happening is our kids get taught to take a test pretty much at the end of the year. I was taught to take a test at the end of the year. I'm a great test taker. Now, using a lot of the things that I learned, I feel that I only learned a lot of things just to take a test. So I would get rid of that. I feel that a school's funding isn't directly or shouldn't be directly correlated with how well the students do in the school. Because there's a lot of factors that you have no control over in that student's life. There's always going to be good students. There's always going to be horrible students. There just is. That's just how it is. That's just like saying everything's fair. Everything's not fair. It's not going to be fair. And the sooner you realize that, the better off you are. So I would get rid of No Child Left Behind. Now, the radical changes start here. I would make school 8 to 5. It would be 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. And I would make sure that they have real-world applications. Like, I took calculus, I took physics. I haven't done anything with any of those. Geometry is the only math that I have used since I got out of school. And that's just completely honest. And that's because I like to, you know, do flower beds and grow vegetables and things like that. And if I'm measuring, I want to know what the square footage is, things like that. And selling real estate, same thing. You got to know your square footage. You know, if I measure two sides, I know what the other sides are. So for me, I haven't used any of the higher level math that I took pretty much since 10th grade. 10th grade, I took geometry. And the rest of it, I haven't really used. So I would make school a more real world. There would be classes that are required, you know, you'd have to take a foreign language still, you'd have to learn some art appreciation, you'd have to learn history. I mean, it would go more in depth. I wouldn't teach to the standard of the book. I would probably give the teachers more leeway in what they teach and how they teach it, because we're not going to take a test at the end of the year. And so there'll be a curriculum, but I'm not going to test on it. I don't think that that is, because I think that, because I just believe you end up teaching to the test rather than teaching the kids. So I would institute things like research where the kids have to do the work. And I have parents be so into the kids' homework. I would try my best not to give any homework, period. Because a lot of times the kids will do it, but some other times, you know, parents will do it. Like, I did my homework, but I know kids that came up and their folks would do their homework because they thought their son or daughter wasn't bright enough to do it, or they didn't want to take time to answer it. So I would try to eliminate all that. I would make sure that there's physical education, that there's nutrition, that you have skills learning how to work with money, finances, real world applications, how to buy a car, things like that. And that would be similar to high school, but coming up throughout from kindergarten on, that's kind of how it would be. Kindergarten, you learn your ABCs and all that, how to read, how to write. And then from first grade on, you pretty much hit it. You start learning about money, how to count money, what the value of money is. You start learning about history. And you would have electives throughout first grade on. I mean, you have your basic courses that you would have to take, English, math, science. But there would be classes that, I mean, kids need to learn to type. I would say by the third grade. That's just me. And we would do in-depth reports. We would work as a group. There would be one class on conflict management and how to deal with problems, and how to plan, how to set goals, how to be positive. There would be, like, the physical education would include things like yoga. It would include weightlifting. It would include jazzercise, just all different kinds of stuff. Maybe you just go outside and run around for an hour. It would include those things. And that's a lot of things that they don't do in schools anymore, or they can't do because they have to teach to this test. I would get rid of summer vacation. I mean, I know that growing up I had it. I didn't really do a whole lot. And at one time it did serve its purpose, but it doesn't serve a purpose anymore. So why do we do it? I mean, to me, it's one of the dumbest things you can probably do. Or one of the dumbest things you can do is just to do something just because you've always done it. When it doesn't serve a purpose anymore, it's over. Try something else. Do something else. It's stupid to continue things just because you've always done it that way. I just don't understand how people have that mindset. And a lot of that thing is traditional family things. It's like, okay, why do we have summer vacation? Well, we always have. Well, there was a reason why we've had it. And that reason isn't there anymore. We're not an agrarian society. Kids aren't going out tending the farm anymore. They're just not. So it should go away. Now, what I would replace it with is just once a quarter, you get 2 weeks off. That's pretty much how it would go. Treat it like a work. Treat it like a job. Work it like a job. That's how we would do it. We would teach these kids to think for themselves and be more independent. And when you have questions, answer them. I mean, we could teach classes on just about anything. How to study. How to change oil. cooking. How to grow your own vegetables. Just things that I think kids need to know nowadays more so than ever aren't being taught. Because they don't teach you how to live in school. They teach you how to take a test. That's how it is. They teach you how to take the test. And a lot of the times, I mean, sad to say, but they're teaching, if you have a brilliant kid, they're going to teach the rest of the class and not challenge that kid. So my school would be based on challenging, period. I would have classes set up that you would test into just to take the class, not a standardized test to see how much the teacher will make, or if your school even gets to stay open. I would get rid of all charter schools, all magnet schools, all that would go away. Because the school I volunteered at was a magnet school, is a magnet school, and I don't see any difference in what they're doing. I really don't. I think it's just another way for people to keep a job. That's pretty much it. So we're going to do away with all that. We're just going to have school. And that's how it's going to work. You're going to be there to learn, to grow, and become a well-rounded individual. That's it. You're going to learn about arts, sciences, languages, advanced math, if you choose to. Things like that. You're going to be doing robotics and stuff by the time you graduate from my school. You're going to be able to work at a business on a planning team or and in marketing offices and things like that. That way college could be more advanced. And I would get rid of the ACT and the SAT test myself. I think every college should have their own test for what they feel like you need to get into that school. And that test should be based off of an essay that you would write, how you volunteered, citizenship type things like volunteering, after school activities that aren't sports related, things like that. Things that you've done to better your community or become a better citizen in the community you're in. That should determine what college you get into, not whether or not you can take an ACT or SAT test. Because again, you've been taking tests forever. You know how to take a test. And the ACT and the SAT aren't hard. They're just not. So you should make it just pretty much objective. Okay, this person has, you know, done a great job in being a good public citizen. They did a great job at school. They have a 3.3, 3.5, you know, 2.8 GPA. In all their classes, they've done this kind of work. Just make it like a resume. You should be able to, you should turn in a resume to go to college. And what that would do is just build it up until the kid can get a job. You know, so none of this is foreign. None of this just hits you one year where you've done none of this, and then all of a sudden you have to do all of it. You're expected to know how to do all these things when you've had no training whatsoever. And so we're gonna train people to live, pretty much. And that's how it's going to work. And that's how my school system will work. I would also get rid of any...
Now, the next thing I would do is probably going to piss a lot of people off. Is I would take sports out of school, period. And I played sports in school. I'm not against sports at all. Love sports. My favorite thing to do is to play basketball. That's my favorite thing, period. It just is. So, but I would still take sports out of school, and let me tell you why. I feel that it doesn't really have a place in school anymore. It was an intramural thing that they did in teams and groups that they formed, which became part of the school. And now I think that it's a multi-billion dollar business in each school and from high schools up. I think kids get passed in class or in classes because they're athletes. Schools get these lucrative contracts in high school. That's all I'm dealing with right now. College is a whole different beast, but in high schools, and they just get the coast through, and they're not really learning. So I would just base school off learning. There are schools that have the most immaculate facilities, basketball, football, track, whatever your school is really good at, and they can't get extra buses to get kids to the school. But they can redo fields and build extra basketball facilities and things like that. And I don't think that's right. So sports would be gone from school. I would make it more intramural. If I had that ability, I don't think that falls under the education czar hat. But I would take sports and I would make it pretty much neighborhood oriented, where the kids in this neighborhood would be on a team in different sports and then they run it through the rec leagues, kind of like they do with small kids. But I would do that all the way up. And then they have different levels of competition and be competitive. You'd have like an A-League, like in basketball, for instance. The A-League would be the best league.
in that area. And maybe every, you know, and then the B League and the C League, and you go from there. But kids get to play if they want to play at different levels of competition per their ability. So you'll still get that top-notch playing sports at each level, but it wouldn't be in the school. And I would make the grade point average would still be tied to the school. I think if you didn't have a 2.8 or above, you couldn't play. I would do that just based on that period. If your team wanted to be sponsored, your team could be sponsored. You can get Nike sponsorship, whatever you want to do. I'm not trying to take the money out. I'm just trying to take everything out of the school, and school just be basically about learning and becoming well-rounded. And that's kind of how I would do the school in sports. And I know that people won't like it, but, you know, that's how I would do it. I would change it. You have got to change things. All the numbers I've read and looked at pretty much say we are not doing well. So we need to take what other countries are doing and consider it. Try to incorporate it into what we do. We don't have to just copy it straight out because we're a different place. But I think you should post grades. I really do. I think if you have a test in a class, that at the end of that test, your grade should be posted with your name right next to it. That way, you know, I always say that shame is a great motivator. That shame, if I made a 52 on a test and my name is right next to it, kids are going to talk bad about you, call you stupid, call you names. That would make me want to do better. I've always wanted to, my whole thing in school was I wanted to finish first, but I also wanted the highest score. So that's kind of, and I always, you know, it bugged me when I would see, when we had those hand-in tests where you take the test and then you put your name on it and everything, and then you turn it in, you take your test up and turn it in. If I wasn't finished first, I would be, you know, I'd feel dumb because two people finished before me. Or I'd see somebody turning their test in, and I'm like, there's no way they could be finished. And I still would feel that way. I felt that way in college. It's just like, okay, these nine people finished before me. How stupid am I? But I motivate myself that way. It's a competition. I would bring competition into the school and not take it out. Yes, I am very big on fucking your feelings. I don't care how you feel. I don't. Fuck your feelings. You're in school for a job. I don't care. I tell my kids, I don't care if your teacher likes you. I don't care. People in life aren't going to like you for whatever reason. But as a student in school, your job is to learn. Now, as long as that person is not mistreating you or doing anything to hinder your education, then I don't care if they like you. I just don't. Some people would have parent-teacher conferences with their kid's teacher just because, oh, you don't like my kid. No, why? So I want my kid to change class because you don't like him. I don't care. It's a life lesson. You're not going to be able to avoid people that don't like you. And so that's the kind of stuff that I would teach. I would make it a school. It's not going to be easy. I would make sure that you learn. You wouldn't pass until you learn. There would be things that you had to learn for the year, but you wouldn't have to pass a national test or anything like that just to see where you are. And that's what we would do. That's how we would do it. I would teach people to write papers, public speaking, things that kids need to learn. And if you're not comfortable with it, I'm sorry. Get out of your shell. I wasn't always an outspoken person. I was very shy as a kid, but I had to speak, so I spoke. When you move around a lot, you have to meet a lot of people. When you're moving around different parts of the country, you have to be able to adapt. You have to be able to talk about yourself to yourself and get out there and voice your opinions. People aren't gonna like it. But, you know, if it's your opinion, it shouldn't change. And that's how I feel about it. I don't think that a lot of people see things that way. And that's just my opinion. I mean, if you have your own opinions, I'm sure you do, whether you agree or disagree, just give me a call. Number is 501-570-6830. You can hit me up on Twitter, at Burberry Jones. Just let me know what you think. You can call me an idiot. I mean, I know these ideas are outlandish. That's all right. I mean, it's my ideas. It's how I would change. It would definitely change. Wouldn't be the same. So that's kind of how I would do it. I'm not one to, you know, just mess around. We're going to change it. We're going to change it drastic. We're going to burn this bitch down and start from the ground up. I would also get rid of breakfast at school. There's a lot of things that schools do that I don't agree with or they should have to do. They take on the role of a parent too much. And I know they do it because it has to be done and people aren't doing it. But at the same time, what are you doing to force people to do it? So I would get rid of school breakfasts. I would get rid of, I wouldn't get rid of the after school programs as far as, you know, the pickup, late pickups and things like that. I would make it in 1 hour after school. School ends at 5:00, you have until 6:00 to pick your kids up. I understand that. Then they start charging, and I would start charging a lot. But I would definitely do that. But however, teaching kids to tie your shoes, things like that. I've even witnessed myself in a classroom, a teacher in kindergarten having to potty train a couple of kids to make sure that they know how to go to the bathroom. I mean, that's just ridiculous. There are things that parents should do. And so I say you should force them to do it. Your kid cannot go to a school in my system until they're able to demonstrate that they can do certain things. Tying their shoes, being potty trained, things like that. I mean, there are people that have, you know, special needs, and we'll take care of special needs kids, but if you're not a special needs child, I don't see why I gotta slow my classroom down to teach you how to tie your shoe when your parents should have did it. Why? You know, you don't get breakfast, get up early and eat. If kids don't have anything to eat for breakfast at home, we'll eat at lunch. That's just how it's got to be. There's days I didn't eat breakfast. Every day I made my own breakfast pretty much. I would say from first grade, second grade on, I knew how to make a bowl of cereal or make some instant oatmeal real quick. I mean, nobody was making me breakfast, so the whole, you know, I don't have time to cook my kids food or whatever doesn't stand, because you can teach them how to grab a Pop-Tart or make some cereal. But now if you want to make breakfast or make sure they eat, get up early. There's nothing wrong with getting up early. A lot of people hate it. We would get up early just so that we could eat. I mean, my bus would pick us up at 6:15. I remember being in the fourth grade. Me and my brother, our bus would pick us up at 6:15. We would get up at like 4:30, 4:45. We'd get a Pop-Tart, make some cereal, eat, go to school. My mama didn't get up. I mean, there were times when we would go 3 or 4 days when my mama had to be at work at 9:00. She didn't get up. It didn't bother me. I'm like complaining or anything. That's just, I don't always agree with the way people parent, and I'm not a parenting czar, you know, however you do it, you do it. But I've always been of the mind that once you teach kids how to do something, you shouldn't do it anymore. Now, if you want to make breakfast on Saturday, like my folks did, or whatever day off, and you choose to make breakfast, that's fine, do your thing. But it's not necessary. I mean, your kid can take a Pop-Tart, it's not a big deal. And I'm sorry, in America, we waste more food than anybody else, so I know there's nobody going around hungry. There can't be. I mean, I've seen the commercials, I've seen the stats, I just don't believe it. I just don't believe it. Now, getting a well-balanced meal and eating is two different things. Like, I know there's people running around here that don't get the nutrition that they need, but they're eating still. And I'm not saying that that's right or wrong, but I'm just saying the whole thing of making school incorporate so much more of what parents used to do should stop. And I wouldn't just stop it immediately. What I would do is I would tell these people, you have 2 years, you have 3 years, and we're going to cut all this out. So they would know. I give them a 3-year head start. Now, if you can't find a way to get your kid breakfast in 3 years, that's your problem. I'm sorry. That is a you problem, not my school problem. So I would do away with that. And strictly get back to the education of things. I'm not trying to piss anybody off, but I'm rocking this damn boat. I'm going to turn this bitch over. And that's just kind of how I would do. And I'm not, you know, I'm not that crazy out there kind of cat, but, you know, at the same time, I feel like you got to do it. You know what I mean? You just got to make a change in some way, because these kids are getting lost. They're not prepared for the world. The way that we used to do things is not the way we do things now. So let's change it. Who says it had to be set in stone? I mean, I know people are comfy in their cush jobs, but we just got to change it. So those are the changes that I would make. That's not all of them. I mean, I would make some more, but, you know, that's all I can remember right now. And I didn't want to write down too long of a list. So those are some of the changes. I'd like to know what you guys think. Hit me up on Twitter. Hit me up on the email at burberryjones@me.com. Call me. Hit the hotline up. Let me know what's up. If I'm completely off base, or if I'm on the right track, or if you like this, don't like that, just dial a number, 501-570-6830. I'm going to take a real quick break, and I'll be right back to wrap it up. You're listening to the Burberry Lounge.
This is for the lovers and the sexy mothers. Love is in the air, I pray to God I do not suffer. Kate, late night, lights dim, candles lit. She say, Weezy, flush me harder. I say, ooh, you the ooh. You commit, I commit, she say, she love me. I'm convinced, don't need a rocket scientist to see that you and I are meant. I meant to tell you, you the reason I smile more. Who I fell for, you know I beat that up. Rocket battle, boy. Girl, I'm just playing unless you ain't. And I can't think if it ain't a thought about you. Matter of fact, that's all that I do, I put you first. Now tell me that we'll never be apart. Now I say, please, girl, don't you go breaking my pretty little heart.
Tell me something sweet, sweet. Yeah. Tell me something light. Tell me something good, baby. Tell me it's alright. Tell me that you love me. Tell me you'll be there. I guess the world be sometimes. The world will not be fair. Tell me that I'm sexy, like I was before. Tell me that I got it, that you want it even more. Tell me that you'll never, ever leave my side. Tell me, cause you know I need to hear it every night. Baby, you got me, don't worry, your pretty heart. I said, baby, you got me, don't worry, your pretty little heart, yeah. Tell me who you with, tell me where you were. Tell me, did you go out and start talking to some girl? I want to believe it, you know how hard I try. After all we've been through, it's so hard to say goodbye. Tell me that the future, just get it brighter now. Tell me that we'll make it, that we'll make it somehow. Tell me it's forever, that we'll never part. Tell me that you'll never break my pretty little heart.
Baby, you got me, don't worry, you're pretty. And I said, baby, you got me, don't worry, you're pretty little heart.
Some money. Tell me I'm a star. Tell me that you'll never break my pretty little heart. Say you'll take me places. Everything's okay. Tell me cause you know I need that pump up every day. Tell me that somebody won't get in our way. Tell me that the chance I take won't blow up in my face. Tell me that you'll do it, that you'll do it real. I'll leave you if you break my pretty little heart, I will.
And I said, baby, you got me, don't worry, you're pretty. I said, baby, you got me, don't worry, your pretty little heart, yeah. Baby, you got me, don't worry, your pretty little heart. And I said, baby, you got me, don't worry, your pretty.
going on. I was calling in regards to, you know, what can change to improve the educational system. And, you know, unfortunately, I think that the change that's been made, it was a detriment to the educational system, and it was by no fault of the educational system. And that's simply that less people were having kids. As we became more focused on ourselves and whatnot, as we became adults, more and more people were like, let me get my goals succeeded before I had kids, which is good. But as such, they never had kids, and they got older and decided they didn't want to pay taxes for schools if they didn't have any kids going to, things of that nature. And so the money that were given to schools dropped significantly, causing there to be less money for tenured teachers and less money for books and less money for music and for arts and things of that nature. And it's sad, you know, that my kids will never have the opportunity to even really play an instrument if they so choose, unless I get them in an outside class because they don't have them in school anymore. Or sit in an art class and learn about drawing or things of that nature. So, yeah, that's what really took out education, at least in California, was the voters who decided that if I don't have kids, why should I care about educating your kids? And really shut it down. And man, as always, good show. Be good. I'll holler. Peace.
Nephew, what's going on? It's Uncle Moo. Calling in for your topic, man. Am I pleased with the educational system? I don't think anybody's pleased with the educational system, outside of those that maybe have their children in private schools. And there's a reason why people put their kids in private schools. You know, we've let the discipline, we've taken discipline out of schools. We've taken accountability out of the households where the children are coming from. There are still a lot of good teachers, but often we wonder why they don't give a damn. They do give a damn, but they hands are literally tied behind their backs. There's certain things they can't teach. There's certain things they can't say. They're not allowed to really deal with a disruptive child. We've taken all the discipline out of schools, and we've taught the kids not to have a fear of the authority of a teacher or a principal or even an adult or, you know, or even the respect of their classmates. That's really the root of it all. It's not math, science, reading, writing. The root of all this is what we've allowed to seep out of our educational system. The root of it all is we have told parents they can be lazy parents. They can hang out in the club but can't spend an hour with their children working on extra homework. So, in short, shorter than that last answer I called in with, we've allowed the discipline to leave school. We've allowed the parents to not be accountable for their children after school. And we pay teachers like shit. We give teachers crackhead salaries and they're raised in the future. We let the discipline go, man. We let it go and we let the accountability go. And it was a goddamn snowball effect after that. All right. That's my answer in short. All right, Barry, Barry White, Phil, Podcast Black Mamba. I'm out of here, dog. Good show. Peace.
What's up, everybody? It's that new chick on the block, Angelica Rose, from the podcast Angelica's Room. After you're done supporting this podcast, come check me out. I'm on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic. Nothing's off limits with me. I talk a little bit about sports, sex, politics, what's going on down the block, what's going on in the gym, and everything in between. Get down and dirty with my girl Stella Ray in the Girl Talk segment. Remember, it's Angelica's Room. Come in, take off your shoes, relax your mind. A girl, a mic, and using the voice that God gave her. Now back to the show.
Well, that's going to pretty much do it for the show. I just wanted to share some thoughts about the education system in America and how I would fix it. It looks like I have fixed it in under an hour, or I have really, really screwed it up. So, one of the two, but, you know, when Obama calls me, I'll go ahead and make those changes, because you got to make a change some kind of way, because what we're doing ain't working. So Let me know what you think. Call me on the hotline, 501-570-6830. You can also reach me at Twitter, at Burberry Jones. And also, you can reach me on the email, which is burberryjones@me.com. Working on a lot of things. Got a special series of shows on marriage coming up in the next 3 weeks. So you guys will enjoy that one, I'm sure. It's going to be real insightful, I hope. I know it will. I got some guests that are going to be on the show for those 3 weeks. So I'm going to be more of a moderator so you don't have to hear me talk. Also working on getting the online store up so you can buy some merchandise with my name on it. And I'm selling everything but the kitchen sink. If they had a kitchen sink on there to sell, I would slap a logo on it and call it a day and sell it. But that's how I roll. I'm gonna make it work. It's gonna be high quality stuff, y'all. So it ain't gonna be real cheap junk that I'm trying to get y'all to buy. I promise you, it's gonna be quality stuff. So if you would purchase something from the store, if not, that's your business. You know, you don't have to. But I appreciate all the support I can get. And in closing, I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank all the homies, the coalition, the podcast people that I work with every day, talk to all the time. I really appreciate everything you do for me and all your support. And in closing, just remember, coonery kills. Peace.